See? I mean, if you got any preach in you at all, that's got to be a sign from above, right? Amen? And then we go to the grocery store, and I'm walking down the canned food aisle, and here's Eagle Brand condensed milk. That did it right there. It was all over with right then, see? I want to bring you a little message this morning entitled, Under His Wings. The verse I just read you there, is the Lord wanting to get His people under His wings so that He can protect them, so that He can deliver them from the assault that's coming. The truth is, in Matthew 23:37, He is looking to be the Savior of these people. He wants to gather them under His wings. Now, they resist. I thought, you know, that's pretty much the way it is. The Lord came to seek and to save that which is lost. He wants to gather you under His wings. But so often, people just will not. Then, the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 11, I love this verse. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, and taketh them beneath them, and beareth them on her wings. That's a picture of a mother eagle with a nest full of young, and she stirs it up, she fluffs it up, she prepares it, she makes it habitable, she fluttereth over, she's protecting and working with the young eaglets. Then she takes them on her back and bears them up on her wings. I thought, isn't that a tremendous picture of how the Lord flutters over His children, nurtures us, cares for us, and provides for us? And when we need safety or when we need lifting up, He beareth us on His wings. How many times in our life have we been born on His wings and not carried forward by our own strength? In Exodus chapter 19 and verse 4, the Bible said, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare ye on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself." Now you go back, and of course the story is, Israel is being pursued by the Egyptians, and the Lord makes a way of escape for them. And the similitude is, like he, an eagle, and he bears them on his wings, he provides a means of escape for them, but not just to get away. It says, "and bringeth them to myself." The point in God's dealing with us is to bring us to Him. It's not to just get us free or make us safe or deliver us from a situation. Everything the Lord does is to bring us to Him. And the purpose of delivering Israel from Egyptian bondage was to bring Israel to God. The Bible said in Psalm 57 and verse 1, "In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until the calamities be overpassed." In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. Somebody's learned something. And now they know that when trouble comes, the place to run is to get under mama's wings. I remember as a boy, my grandmother Calvert, and they're old country people. They never had any money. They never had any education. They were just hardworking, poor white folks. Probably the best cook the world has ever seen. She could do things on a wood stove that were magic. Amen. Canned everything they ever ate. Never went to a grocery store. Grew and slaughtered and preserved all their own meat. You ought to walk into a real smokehouse, buddy, with a bunch of hams hanging up there. I mean, that's something you never forget. But I was at her house one summer day, messing around, and all them old country houses, like a lot of them mill houses, they didn't have any yard. You know, grass is a new invention. You know, I mean, 50 years ago, houses didn't, they had yards. We used to sweep them with the broom. So I'm out in Grandma's backyard, and there's a big old hen over there, and she's got 8 or 10 little dibs. And all of a sudden, she didn't say a thing. They just started running, and when she saw them running, she opened her wings and enclosed them, all of her little dibs, under her wings. And I just happened to see a shadow, and I looked up, and there was a hawk in the sky. And those little dibs had learned that when danger came by, the place to go was to get under Mama's wings. Amen. Boy, and I thought, you know, isn't it wonderful that after you've been saved a while and God has delivered you time and time again, when trouble comes and life gives you a hard time and things aren't going your way and you feel threatened or in danger, but you know where to run. We instinctively run and get under His wings. See, troubles and trials and tribulations shouldn't make you run away from, they should make you run to. The Bible said in Psalm 91, verse 4, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. That's a picture of the Word of God being a protection and a hedge and something you can trust in. And it's compared to being shadowed or protected by the Lord. This old book that God's given us is a shield and a buckler. And when you're immersed in it and you live in it and you meditate in it, you hide your life under the shadow of His wings. In Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12, the Bible said, "The Lord recompense thy work and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou hast come to trust." That's where I want to be. I want to come to the point that I trust the Lord in everything, for everything, and with everything. Let the Lord be the supplier of all that we have and all that we do. Would it not be good to say that in Him we live and move and have our being? We have no trust in man. We have no trust in the arm of flesh. We lean not into our own understanding, but in all thy ways we acknowledge Him. Under whose wings thou hast come to trust. That's an acquired characteristic. We don't start out that way, but through experience, through long years of service, by sticking it out in the tough times when you're not excited about it anymore, and when you feel like quitting from time to time, and when the world draws and tempts, you stay the course. You don't veer off. You don't throw in the towel. And you see God deliver time and time again. We learn to trust in Him. I read those verses and I tried to think about them. I want to give you 7 or 8 things that I've learned from studying these passages and some more. This is by no means all the verses that deal with the subject. I had to whittle it down to 45 minutes or so. But let me point out some things that you ought to learn about the Lord and this similitude of Him being an eagle or a mother hen taking care of and protecting His own. It ought to be a great comfort to us that the Lord is determined to preserve us and to protect us in all times and in all situations, and that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Let me give you these 8 things that I've learned about being under His wings. Under His wings, I am safe when buffeted by the storms of life. Amen. Just like them little dibs I was talking about, They're out in that yard, and they're pecking for worms and pecking for corn and pecking each other and, I mean, just doing whatever little Debbies do. And they're just fat, dumb, and happy, and life is good, and the sun is shining, and everything is wonderful. And all of a sudden, the shadow, the menacing shadow of the hawk crosses their path. Instinctively, intuitively, man, they drop what they're doing, and like a beeline, they head straight for Mama. And Mama sees them running, and she raises them wings and lifts them up, and them little nibs run right in and get between her legs, and she closes them wings around them little dibs. They felt perfectly safe. Now, Mama may have been scared to death. I don't know. But the babes, the little dibs, they felt safe. And I'm here to tell you, buddy, when you're saved by God's amazing grace and you're a child of the King and in the household of God, the Lord doesn't prevent hard times from coming to us. He doesn't prevent the storms from coming in our life. We face all the things the rest of the world faces. We're not exempt from any of those things. But I'm here to tell you, buddy, we've got a place we can run, and the Lord will always lift those wings and give us safe harbor and protect us if we will run to Him in time of trouble. Don't run off to the marriage counselor. Don't run off to the shrink. Don't run off to your own understanding. Don't listen to your best friend. Don't listen to contemporary society. When trouble comes in your life, let me tell you what you do. You run as quick as you can and get as close as you can to Almighty God. And you hang on until the shadow of the hawk no longer crosses the ground. There's something else. Under his wings, I'm hidden from the adversary. The Bible said, your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so while we're out living our life and doing our own thing and trying to do all that we can and whatever our life entails, we are sometimes at risk. Our adversary is out there. He'll ambush you. He'll waylay you. He'll attack you when you least expect it. He'll attack you in ways you never anticipated. Amen? Your adversary, the devil, is wise and cunning. He's like a fox. He is like a lion. He is like the leopard that cometh up out of the forest. When you see the adversary, and sometimes the devil shows himself, when you have temptations, when you have desires, when you begin to look at things that are distracting and take you away from God and diminish your spiritual understanding, your spiritual capacity, your spiritual desire, listen, you are under attack by the adversary. Let me tell you what you do. You run to the Lord, and you hide yourself under His wings. The greatest protection is to get as close to God as you can. People say, oh, well, when trouble comes, when I'm tempted, I confide in my friends. They will betray you. They will let you down. There'll be occasions where they, even with the best of intentions, can't deliver you. The place to go, the safest place, the place of power, the place of deliverance is close to God. You can never, ever, ever get too close to Him. But a Christian ought to walk around with his head up, and when he sees signs of the adversary, when there are marks on the ground, when there are shadows on the ground, when there's prey in the air, when the hawk and the eagle, listen, the thing to do is run to God. Read that Bible. Pray. Find Christian friends. Get in church. Do all you can to get as close to God Almighty as you possibly can to escape the adversary. And under his wings, you're hidden. From underneath his wings, you're prey. And the world will take no sympathy on you, and the devil will give you no quarter. Amen? And you can be safe today and be the prey tomorrow. I think something else about being under his wings. Under his wings, I find a place of rest. You know what happens when trouble comes and the little dibs or the little eaglets get under Mama's wings? Now, Mama's on guard. She's scanning the sky. She's looking out for the adversary. But you know what those little dibs are doing under there? Resting. They're not fighting. They're not struggling. They're not even worried. You see, under his wings, under mama's wing, they don't see the adversary anymore. They don't see the storm. They don't feel the wind blow. They're protected. They're covered. They're overshadowed by mama's wings. Well, what could bother me here? What can disturb? Well, mama's the biggest, most powerful thing in the world, right? If I can make it to under her wings, I'm safe. So if I'm safe, what am I fret? Under her wings, I rest. And the closer you get to God, the more rest you have for your soul. The closer you get to God, under His wings, the less you have to fret about the trials and tribulations of this life. Under His wings is a place we rest, we refresh, we regroup. Sometimes we grow weary in the battle. Sometimes we're wounded in the battle. We need a place to rest and regroup and refresh. And under mama's wings is the place you do that. Not only that, you know what I found? I thought about that thing. In every experience that I can recount, every story that I've ever read, no chick, no eaglet, no little dib ever ran to get under mama's wings and was refused. They were always welcome. Always welcome. Isn't that a wonderful thought? No matter how my life is going, no matter what kind of struggles I face, no matter what situations I'm in, Mama Eagle and Mama Chicken, Mama Hen, always willing to open those wings and take you in. You're always welcome. And no matter what my life is like, and no matter how bad I failed, no matter what I've been tempted with, when I come running back to God, He raises those wings and embraces. Isn't that a wonderful thing? I'm glad that when we fail, that when we falter, when we stumble, when we're unsuccessful, we're not banished. We're not sent away in shame. We're not rejected. We can still find a place of refuge under His wings. You are always welcome to return to God. The worst backslider that ever drew a breath, if he was a child of the King, if he ever turned and wanted to come back, he has always, always been welcome under His wings. I did something else. Under His wings, there is always room for all. Mama Eagle and Mama Hen never have so many dibs that they can't get them all under their wings. Ain't that a blessing? Wouldn't you hate to be the 13th one? The ugly duckling? Mama only had room for 12. And danger come and you ran and ran, but you got there last and you got left. Doesn't work that way. Mama Eagle never has a brood. Mama Hen never has a brood bigger than she can take care of. I'm here to tell you, if you belong to God Almighty, if you are under His wings, He does not have more children than He can take care of. Amen. You say, oh, well, God is so busy, and there's so many, and this, that, and the other, and I'm so unworthy, and I'm so little, and I'm the least of all the children. Listen, it doesn't make any difference. God has got room at His table, and God has room under His wing for all of us. Matter of fact, He's got enough room to take in all of us, and some more. There's always room. How about this? Under His wings, there is no one but family. Amen. Mama Eagle, way up in her nest with her little eaglets, if Mama Eagle flies away and the eaglets are left alone, all you find in the nest is eaglets. There ain't no possums up there. There ain't no blackbirds up there. Amen? Everybody under mama's wings is mama's family. Amen? Listen, don't you like family? My wife lost her mama, her daddy, both her sisters, and her brother. 5 years. Maybe almost six. She lost her whole family. She's the only one left. All the time, we talk about family. Because she misses it. Some of you, you lost your mama. You lost your mama and your daddy. And we miss them. I lost my dad. I've lost my mom. I lost a brother. Now, I don't concentrate and think about them all the time. But every now and then, you see something that reminds you. Have you ever noticed how those old feelings and those old memories can come back at the speed of light? You see something or hear something, and boy, it's just like 10 minutes ago. A while back, I was going someplace, and this little ultralight flew right across the highway. Now, I've never flown an ultralight. I'm a pilot, but I've never flown an ultralight. But my brother John loved them things. And I cannot see one without thinking about John. My mother loved cardinals. She had them all over the house. She had this bird bath thing out in the front yard with this concrete cardinal. And every year and a half or so, I had to take it down, clean it up, and repaint it. Because it faded out, and I mean, it looked like a concrete bird. But my mama liked it. Amen? What was I talking about? Now, when I see a cardinal, we've got bird feeders in our backyard. The other day, my wife said, come and look. So I walked over to the back glass and looked, and back there in our little natural area, there were two of the most brilliantly colored red cardinals sitting up in those little green bushes that I've seen in I don't know when. They were just breathtaking. Now, every time I see that, I cannot help but think about my mama, about family. Amen? And if you've lost loved ones, if you haven't seen them, sometimes you think about them, you're reminded of them, and the memories are warm, and they flow over you. Sometimes I hear a certain song or something, and tears well up in your eyes. You just can't help it. I'm not ashamed of that. I do that because I love them, and I'm reminded of them. And then I think, they're under His wings. And I am under His wings. And it's only a matter of time till I find them under there somewhere. Amen? Sooner or later, some sweet day, under His wings, I'll find the rest of my family. There are not going to be any strangers there, no passers-by. Just family. Listen, I'm a member of the family of God. And one of these days, boy, the whole family shall be gathered together under His wings. And you're talking about a hallelujah shouting good time. You just hold your breath, son. We're going to have a fit. I used to hear them old preachers say, boy, said I had a glory spell. I'm looking forward to the day when I have a glory spell. Hey, amen. I want to see my little 5'2" mama. I want to see my brother. I want to see my dad. I want to see, Lord, I can't believe I'm saying, I want to see my mother-in-law. The whole family will gather together under His wings. I know this, that under His wings, I know by whom I am preserved. How could you be under the wings and not know who it was taking care of you? Amen? Listen, them little dibs see the hawk in the air, they run. Mama opens them wings, they run under there, she closes them wings. They know who's protecting. They know who delivered. Amen? Them little eaglets, when mama sees trouble coming, she bears them up on her wing. They know. I'm here to tell you, buddy, I'm a child of the King, and I know by whom I am protected. I know by whom I am preserved. Amen. It's the Lord God Almighty. He beareth me up on His wings. When I can't go anymore, when I can't cut the mustard anymore, when the trials and tribulations are too severe, when I just cannot make it, when I'm going to fail, when I would fall away, then He picks me up and bears me to Himself on His wings. Don't tell me salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Now the question is this. Are you a member of the family and are you under His wings? Now if you're not, let me tell you how you do that. You can be a member of the family by adoption. You have to get washed in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And He'll turn you into a little eaglet, put you into the nest, and cover you with His wings. There's no other way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, except His. But if you'll come and trust Jesus Christ, you can get born again and get born into the right family and have the protection of His wings. The deliverance provided by the strength of His wings. We're not delivered by our own power and our own might. We're delivered by Him. We're protected by Him. And if you're saved, you know from which your deliverance comes. You know who provides your salvation. You know who keeps you safe. The question is, are you? Are you? Are you a child of the King? And is your haven of rest under His wings? Let's bow our head. Father, we ask you now this morning, very simple little message. Lord, we know in the depths of our soul to whom we belong. And we know who has delivered us all these years, who has looked out for us, forgiven us, led us and fed us and protected us all these years. And Father, we give all the praise and honor and glory to Thee. Lord, we would not take anything for the comfort, the rest, and the protection found beneath Thy wings. I pray You'd help us to know and to understand that You love us, that You care for us, that You provide and protect for us. We'll thank You and praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen.